Chapter 3, The Pineal Gland and the Third Eye. Many different ancient traditions say there is a physical gland nestled deep within the center of the brain, where telepathic thought transmissions and visual images are received. This tiny pine cone-shaped gland is known as the epiphysis, or pineal gland, and is about the size of a pea. In fact, the word pineal comes from the Latin pinea, which means pine cone. Ancient cultures all over the world were fascinated by the pine cone and pineal gland-shaped images, and consistently used them in their highest forms of spiritual artwork. Pythagoras, Plato, Iamblichus, Descartes, and others wrote of this gland with great reverence. It has been called the seat of the soul. Obviously, if this third eye is receiving direct impressions from the source field, we have not yet identified how such a mechanism might work. But that doesn't necessarily mean the ancients were wrong. The pineal gland is not technically a part of the brain. It is not protected by the blood-brain barrier. It exists in the approximate geometric center of the brain's mass, has a hollow interior filled with a watery fluid, and receives more blood flow than any other part of the body except the kidneys. Since it is not protected by the blood-brain barrier, the fluid inside the pineal gland gathers an increasing amount of mineral deposits, or brain sand, over time, which have optical and chemical properties similar to the enamel on your teeth. This calcification appears as a bone-like mass in the center of your brain on an X-ray or MRI. Doctors use this hard white cluster to tell if you have a brain tumor. If the white dot appears to be pushed off to one side in your scan, they know a tumor has changed the shape of your brain. As I detailed in my online documentary, 2012 Enigma, pine cones are prominently featured in sacred art and architecture from all over the world, in an apparent homage to the pineal gland. This is a truly astonishing phenomenon that has never been adequately explained. A Christian article entitled, "Pagans Love Pine Cones and Use Them in Their Art," has many pictures that prove the point. A bronze sculpture of a hand from the mystery cult of Dionysus in the late Roman Empire has a pine cone on the thumb, amidst other strange symbols. A Mexican god holds pine cones and a fir tree in a sculpture. A staff of the Egyptian sun god Osiris from a museum in Torino, Italy, has two kundalini serpents that entwine together and face a pine cone on the top. The Assyrian-Babylonian winged god Tammuz is pictured holding a pine cone. The Greek god Dionysus carries a staff with a pine cone on top, symbolizing fertility. Bacchus, the Roman god of drunkenness and revelry, also carries a pine cone staff. The Catholic Pope carries a staff with a pine cone directly above where his hand is positioned, and the staff then extends up into a stylized tree trunk. Many Roman Catholic candle holders, ornaments, sacred decorations, and architectural samples feature the pine cone as a key design element. The largest pine cone sculpture in the world is prominently featured in Vatican Square, in the Court of the Pine Cone. We'll come back to these startling Catholic examples in a minute. In 2012 Enigma, I also pointed out that King Tut's golden burial mask features a uraeus, or kundalini serpent, emerging from the general area of the pineal gland in his forehead. Statues of Buddha often feature a prominent third eye between his eyebrows as a raised circular area. Buddha's hair appears to be stylized in the shape of a pineal gland as well. Almost all Hindu gods and goddesses are pictured with a bindi, or third eye, between their eyebrows. Many Hindus still wear such a symbol to this day. The Hindu god Shiva's hair also looks like a stylized pineal gland, and the kundalini serpents wrap around his neck. After I released 2012 Enigma, I found a sculpture of the Mesoamerican god Quetzalcoatl emerging from the mouth of a serpent, and the body of the serpent is coiled into the exact shape of the pineal gland. In this same sculpture, Quetzalcoatl wears a necklace made out of pine cones. Better yet, The pine cones appear to have energetic waves streaming into them from the bottom. The mouth of the serpent frames Quetzalcoatl's face just like we would see in a modern astronaut's helmet. Also, if you look at pictures of the Temple of Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent, at Teotihuacan, you can easily see multiple images of pine cones carved alongside the serpent heads. Sacred stones. Ancient cultures also used sacred stones to symbolize the pineal gland. The Sumerian version was called the Primitive Mountain, and it was believed to be the first piece of land to emerge from the primordial sea during the foundation of heaven and earth. This may represent how the pineal gland is allegedly the first place in the body that is contacted by the waters of spirit, the non-physical realms of the afterlife.